You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Leonard Lopate today. When you think of Snooki, one of the stars of the MTV reality series Jersey Shore, maybe images of partying, drunken fights, and random hookups come to mind. But when she discovered she was pregnant in early 2012, a lot started to change for the 25-year-old. 26 now. Happy birthday. Nicole Polizzi is now the mother of a baby boy and 26 years old. Her baby boy's named Lorenzo, and the partying has largely been replaced with feedings and diapers. She writes about this sudden transition in her trademark style in the book Baby Bumps, From the Party Girl to Proud Mama, and all the messy milestones along the way. It's published by Running Press. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
I want to first ask you, on the book it says Nicole Polizzi. Mm-hmm. You're also known to the world as Snooki. What do you prefer?
I prefer Nicole. Now when I think of Snooki, I feel like when anybody thinks of Snooki, they think of Jersey Shore, the drunk little girl running around, you know, getting arrested, and that's just not me anymore. So now I'm trying to go as Nicole. But obviously Snooki's still the brand. But yeah, as a mother, I'm not Snooki.
So the brand versus where you are in your life, different,
exactly,
distinct.
Yeah.
I want to ask you first about Governor Chris Christie.
Oh, dear.
You all have publicly sparred about the image of New Jersey that Jersey Shore broadcast to the nation.
Yeah.
What do you think about his recent troubles and the scandals over the traffic jam around the George Washington Bridge?
I mean, I'm not upset about it. but, you know, me and Chris Christie, we aren't very friendly with each other. I met him down the shore when we were doing the Sandy relief. And, you know, I went up to him and I was like, you know, why don't you like me and my friends? You know, we're innocent. We're just young kids having a good time. And he was very rude. And I wasn't expecting that, so that's something that I'll never forget from him. And saying how we're bad for Jersey and all this stuff, but I feel like with our show being at the Jersey Shore and all the revenue that the show has pulled to the shore, I feel like he shouldn't be saying that. But that's old news. But yeah, I'm not really a fan of Christie. So
any opinion about having a president from New Jersey?
Maybe one day, but not him. Maybe me. I'll run for presidency.
All right. Now, I'm assuming that we might have some listeners who've never seen Jersey Shore.
That's
or
good.
Snooki and JWoww. So let's go back to 2009 when Jersey Shore first started on MTV.
Sure.
Where were you at that point in your life? How did you spend your days?
I was in college. I was going to school to be a veterinary technician, and I just turned 21. So I got this opportunity to go on a reality show and, you know, just be crazy, have a good time. And I was like, hey, why not? I'm in college. Why not, you know, just have a good time and then go back to school? And, you know, just turned 21. I was like, free house, down the shore, free liquor, why not? Let's live it up. And that one season turned into six seasons. And the last season that we filmed Jersey Shore, I ended up getting pregnant with my boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, am I ready to do this? I don't know. Like, you know, my life is just used to just having a good time and partying. Am I going to be able to take care of a child and be a mother? And ever since I got pregnant, I just mentally threw all of that away. The party girl, everything, I threw it away. And then once I became a mother and I met Lorenzo the first time in my arms, it just clicked. And I'm like, I'm a mom now. Everything just came so naturally. And this is probably the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Let's go back a few years before we talk more about Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Those first years on Jersey Shore, you kind of became this phenomenon. All of a sudden, the president is name dropping, President Obama is talking about Snooki. What was that like?
It was,
going from being a college student who looks at free housing, free booze, and signs up, and then all of a sudden, you're this phenomenon.
It's definitely crazy. You know, just everyone talking about us because we're young and we're just partying and having a good time. So it was definitely a crazy feeling. It's still a crazy feeling to this day. Like, you know, where we are now, just from a reality show and being ourselves and being crazy, and, you know, from getting punched in the face to having our show blow up to everyone wanting to watch us. I mean, it's surreal and it's crazy.
And now that you're in the sort of post-Snooki phase, you're Nicole is how you think of your life now. Do you look back at any of that footage or any of that behavior and feel some regrets or feel a little, oh my gosh, I can't believe that was for public consumption?
No regrets, because I feel like everything that has happened to me and everything that I've done has made me the person that I am today. But yeah, I look back and I'm like, ew, what the hell was I thinking? What am I doing? You know, drunk on the floor, rolling around. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So yeah, I definitely look back and I'm like embarrassed about it. But it is what it is. It's a growing experience. I was young and I was dumb. And, you know, I had to get that out of my system. And now I'm totally over it. And, you know, it's just funny to look back. Like me and Jenny, sometimes we watch back Jersey Shore episodes.
J-Wow.
Yeah. We look back and we're like, oh, God, what
were
we thinking?
How often do you watch old Jersey Shore episodes together?
Well, we really don't, but sometimes they play on a logo or they play on MTV sometimes, and we look back and we just look so different and we're so young and we're just different people now. So, it's funny to watch.
So when you found out you were pregnant, you were mm-hmm. with your boyfriend, Gianni.
Yeah.
It was an unintended pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the midst of this contract, making this TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk me through those first weeks of realizing you're carrying a child.
Well, the first time we realized, we freaked out because obviously we were like, oh my God, we're not ready for this. What are we going to do? But it never came across to where we were like, should we keep the baby or should we not? We're not ready. It was always just a yes. Like, this is meant to be, this is what's supposed to be, and let's rearrange our lives to be parents for this child. So, you know, we were always very responsible about it, but we still had another season of Jersey Shore to film. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm pregnant, and everyone expects me to be this drunk party girl, and that's not who I am anymore.
So how did you deal with that? You said earlier Snooki is the brand. It's still the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And your life is actually changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had to think about what kind of mother you wanted to be. You had to think about your, career. How did you balance that?
Well, it's good right now. Like, it was definitely confusing in the beginning, but now that we have our spinoff with Snooki and J-Wow from Jersey Shore, now it's Snooki and J-Wow, the fans are actually seeing us grow up, and the fans are seeing me give birth and, you know, plan my wedding, and they're seeing me grow up. So now people are looking at Snooki and they're like, okay, maybe she's not the party girl anymore and she's growing up. Like, Jersey Shore, I was 21, now I'm 26, and, you know, I'm starting a family. So I feel like everyone's starting to grow up with me, and, you know, that's something that I love because, you know, I'm not that girl anymore.
So let's talk about how life works. So
it's crazy.
What happens when you're out doing your book tour? Who's taking care of Lorenzo?
Well, the good thing about us is, well, kind of good, but we still live in Gianni's parents' house, and because our house is being built. So usually if, you know, Gianni has to go to work and I have to go do stuff for my book or stuff for the show, my mom can come down or Gianni's parents watch the baby. But, you know, we don't have a nanny. We don't have a sitter. It's just all very family oriented. And Gianni has his own business. So he does his own hours. And when I have to go out, Gianni's with the baby most of the time. But I don't travel that much. And I try not to because right now I miss my baby and I seen him this morning at 8. Like, I'm dying. So, you know, I try not to go away from him, but, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
That's such a blessing that you get to raise your kid with your future in-laws,
yeah,
with your parents right around.
We're very lucky.
How much are cameras there?
Never. I mean, usually when we film a show for Snooki and J-Wow, it's like a month straight, 24/7, and then we're done. So, you know, it's not as crazy as people think it is, and it's not as stressful. And eventually, you know, I want to break away from that because I don't want Lorenzo growing up on TV.
He's on TV now, though.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you make that decision?
Basically, I just wanted to show the fans how my life is turning, you know, how I'm becoming a mother and having a son. And, you know, I think for him, just being 1.5, I think it's okay because I want to share him. I'm proud of him. I want to show off my baby. But once he starts going to school and he starts making relationships with people, I don't want him to worry about a camera in his face. That's not fair to him. So I'd say maybe a couple more years, maybe one more season, and that's about it. And I would like to break away. I enjoy hosting, so I would love to do some hosting things. And I would love to have my own
public
talk show
radio.
One day. Oh, yeah, radio too. Radio is fun because you don't care what you look like. You're just talking.
She looks fabulous, by the way, for all of you wondering. She looks exquisite.
But if I had your job, I'd come in jammies and slippers.
I'm not wearing jammies, but
by
you
the look way. Great.
Thank you. So I want to also talk about you were adopted. You were born in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know your biological parents. And a couple years ago, you said, you know, this, I'm not too interested in my biological parents. I'm more focused on the family that raised me. But you've gotten a DNA test since after your kid was born to figure out a little bit more about where you came from. It, was that Was that for a show plot, or was that really because something shifted where you wanted to know a little bit more about where you came from?
Well, I definitely always was curious on what I am for, like, DNA. Like, obviously, I was born in Chile, but am I all Chilean? Like, what nationality am I? And not necessarily, like, I'm curious about my parents. I just want to know who I am as a person, like, where I'm from. So I got the DNA test, and it said things that I didn't expect, like I'm Russian and Gypsy and Mediterranean, and I'm like, but I came from Chile, what's going on? And the doctor basically said if anybody took a DNA test, they would be a million things because of your ancestors traveling and stuff like that. So that was a cool experience. That's something that I've always wanted to do, but I still consider myself Chilean, and I'm from Chile, but, you know, I have a mixture of things.
And how do you feel about your biological parents? Are you more curious now?
Not really. I think I'm more curious about if I have brothers and sisters, because I grew up an only child, and, you know, it would be cool to know if I had a brother or sister and then meet them and then, you know, we look alike. That's cool, because Lorenzo's the first person that actually looks like me. So that was something very special to me, you know. I love my parents to death, and even though they're not my birth parents, they're my parents.
Your book is very frank and honest about what happens emotionally and physically to someone who gets pregnant. Describe a little bit about that. What was the most startling thing about pregnancy that you didn't expect?
Well, I mean, I've always been an open book. I never really held anything back. And I just like to be honest and tell it how it is, because why not? You know, a lot of people don't really do that. So I figure there needs to be somebody to tell it how it is. And that's exactly how my book is. No sugarcoating of pregnancy. And, you know, I was expecting everything from blowing up, being uncomfortable. But the most craziest thing that I did experience during being pregnant was probably the mood swings. I wasn't ready to be, like, so happy 1 minute, and then the next I want to kill someone. Like, my mood swings were insane to the point where I would be, like, crying in my closet in Indian style. Like, oh, I don't want to be pregnant anymore, because it, you know, it messes up your emotions sometimes. You're basically lending your body to your baby for 9 months. It is totally worth it, but it's an insane roller coaster.
You've written about having struggled with anorexia in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You are a public figure. You go, what happens when a public figure, a celebrity, gets pregnant is they get pregnant and then a couple weeks later they're on the cover of a magazine having lost tens of pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What was that like to kind of have to go through that, having struggled with eating in the past?
Well, I never really cared about what I looked like. Obviously, I'm Jersey Shore, I was a slob, so I didn't really care about the weight or anything. When I experienced anorexia in high school, it was because of cheerleading. So it was never really to look a certain way or to fit in. It was more about my weight, literally, because I was getting tossed in the air. And I was a senior, and I didn't want these little freshman girls that were like 80 pounds, and I didn't want them taking my spot. So, you know, I was already like 100 pounds, so I never really was overweight in high school. It was just more of, you know, subconsciously, I don't want to lose my spot as a cheerleader, and, you know, I just, that's when I had the anorexic problem. But thank God I got over it, and I'll never do it again. It was just something temporary, even though, you know, anorexia is a huge issue with girls and, you know, the public. Thank God I got over it very quickly. And, you know, the whole pregnancy thing, I mean, I didn't really care. But I definitely always pictured myself to be a fit mom. So you have to wait the 6 weeks after you give birth. Right away, I went to the gym. Probably took me 7 months to lose all the weight. So that's one thing that I really want to tell, like, pregnant ladies and everybody in general. It takes so long to actually see results when you go to the gym. I mean, say you go to the gym, like for me, for instance, I went to the gym for 6 months and I wasn't losing a pound. And I'm like, I'm going to the gym for 6 months. Why am I still fat? What is going on? And I feel like that's what people do. They go to the gym, they don't see results in 2 weeks and they give up. They're like, it's not working. But once that six months passed and I was 7 months, I lost all the weight, and now I'm building muscle and I feel great. So, I mean, it definitely takes time to lose the weight. Keep at it and don't give up, and you'll get there.
You've talked about wanting your fans to see what it's like to be a mother and wanting to show your fans how you've changed and how your life has entered a new phase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw, there was a report that came out yesterday about,
oh God,
16 and pregnant.
And okay.
And did you see this? An economic study looked at the effects on girls watching 16 and Pregnant, another MTV reality show about teen moms. You weren't a teenager when you had your kid. But it concluded that actually it lowered teen pregnancy rates among viewers of 16 and Pregnant.
Wow.
What do you hope viewers of your life and what young motherhood is like in your 20s, what do you hope they learn about watching what you're going through?
Well, I've never really gotten so much positive feedback as I've, you know, been since I had the baby, and I just made this total transformation. From fans, from everybody, not even fans. People that came up to me and said, I hated you on Jersey Shore, but I love the transformation that you made, and I love you today. So, you know, basically, people are inspired at the fact that, you know, I was a hot mess in my early 20s, you know, which everybody is, I'm sure. I was a little bit overboard. But, you know, a hot mess in your 20s, and then once you settle down, you have a baby, you just grow up, and everything changes, and, you know, you can change. Even if you're a crazy man or a crazy lady, you can change and be the best person that you can be, especially with weight and just being a better person for yourself. And that's inspired a lot of my fans and a lot of people that come up to me, so... That's something that I love.
What are your?
I'm not used to that.
What are your? That's interesting. What are your rules about partying and drinking as a mom?
I don't have time for it. I don't have the urge to drink anymore. I mean, obviously.
Really? Are you not drinking at all now?
No.
Huh.
No.
When did you give it up?
Once I had the baby. Once I got pregnant. Because, you know, partying, it's fun, but then it comes to the point where you're like, all right, this is enough. I need to grow up. And I got to that stage where I grew up. So, I mean, you know, once in a while, I love going out to dinner, having a glass of wine with my girls. Some of my girls, you know, that have kids, you need your mommy's night out once in a while. But it's not to the point where you're going to the club and getting hammered. It's like going out to a nice restaurant, having a glass of wine, and going home to your baby.
So still a glass of wine with your girlfriends then?
Oh, yes. Wine's my drink now. It's not vodka.
I've been speaking with Nicole Palizzi, better known to MTV viewers as Snooki. Her book is Baby Bumps, From Party Girl to Proud Mama and All the Messy Milestones Along the Way. It's published by Running Press. She'll be signing books tonight at 7 at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, she'll be at the Barnes & Noble at the Citigroup Center. And tomorrow night at 7, she'll be signing books at Book Review in Huntington, Long Island. For information about all these events, you can visit our show page. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.